The Big Lead, top story.
But here's the thing. Here's my question for you. And I am guessing that our own radio station is guilty of this, but every TV station, the newspapers, I saw and read all of the coverage of Jay Inslee's his press conference yesterday.
Okay.
And they all said that to pay for the $3.4 billion in new taxes, that Jay Inslee has proposed a capital gains tax. I've explained. It's an income tax. Nobody else is calling it an income tax. And I think that everybody in the media, and I mean this very seriously, I think they're doing their readers, their viewers, their listeners an incredible disservice when they don't call this capital gains tax what it really is. In income tax, it's unconstitutional. This is settled. I read the letter from the IRS yesterday. So why would, because everybody's loath for an income tax. But, you know, Inslee says, well, capital gains tax will only be on the rich. It's like the media is carrying the water for Jay Inslee. Why wouldn't they just acknowledge that this is settled, that capital gains tax is an income tax, and call it what it is so their viewers, listeners, readers would have an accurate depiction of what it is?
But isn't it being called a capital gains tax because he is saying that it's only going to affect a certain number of people?
Which is unconstitutional, not allowed in our state, and is an income tax. The IRS, I mean, there was a letter from the IRS to the Washington state representatives that say, yes, capital gains is income. And I just...
What you're doing, though, Dory, is what's great and what's why people need to listen to you is that
exclusively
you're offering
truth
more
and
in-depth
light.
Analysis. So he calls it a capital gains tax. It's being referred to as a capital gains tax.
But why wouldn't
And you're explaining why you see it, because you're saying that it still needs to be litigated. You're saying it's a done deal, but I think
it does need to be litigated.
He's thinking that he is going to prevail.
Yeah, and he's wrong. And he's wrong.
And I guess we'll see.
And I don't know. Yes, we will. I've already made a bet with the states. I'll make that bet with anybody, although we've got a whack job Supreme Court in our state. So it might be the U.S. Supreme Court that would ultimately decide it, because our state Supreme Court doesn't care about our state constitution like I do. So anyway, I was crunching numbers. The state budget that Jay Inslee has proposed, it's $54 billion, which includes $3.7 billion in new taxes. We have 7.4 million people in Washington, and that includes children. You do the math. It's basic math. Jay Inslee wants $7,297 per person for every man, woman, and child to go to the state of Washington. If you have a family of four, a husband, a wife, a couple, whatever you are, and two children, that's $29,000 that Jay Inslee wants from your family to the state of Washington. Is that acceptable to people? He wants to impose an unconstitutional income tax to achieve that goal. It's just absolutely mind-blowing to me. He wants what? I'm looking at all these stories in the news. A guy stabbed to death this morning in Tacoma. A clerk shot during a robbery this morning in Renton. I mean, just this morning. We've got druggies running all around the region. We got people being stabbed to death on the streets. Clerks working at 3 a.m. getting shot. And Jay Inslee wants $1.1 billion for the whales.
We share so much with the orcas. We share about the same body temperature. We share about the same heartbeat rate. We share close familial social interactions and bonds.
Those are the stupidest reasons I've ever heard. I mean, you might say, yeah, whales are dying. We love whales. But the fact we have similar heart rates, it's just an absolutely stupid thing. And then there's another great point that a listener made to me. This is Bill, who emailed me. Because we've seen, the more we spend on homelessness around here, the worse the problem gets. We've attracted the druggies from all around the country. I mean, those are the people who are stabbing people to death in Tacoma and shooting people in Renton just this morning. The more we spend, the more we attract all of the druggies from around the country. Well, the same thing's going to happen with the whales, you know. Listener Bill wrote, Dory, if Jay Inslee gets his $1.1 billion for the whales, Washington State will see whales from all over the world illegally enter Puget Sound. Trump will then have to build a net across the Strait of Juan de Fuca. It's an excellent point, Bill. We're going to see a bunch of freeloading whales coming from Iceland and Japan into Puget Sound because, land of plenty. They give us free stuff there. We'll be putting cash down their blowholes. So that's an excellent point. And then did you see this? You know, he keeps telling us how, you know, people in rural King County who have septic tanks, they're the problem. They're the ones who are leaching into the streams that's getting into the town, which was a total lie in an attempt to tax people. But yet when the King County Wastewater Treatment Plant pumps millions of gallons of raw sewage into Puget Sound, does Dow Constantine, is he held accountable? Are any government employees held accountable? In fact, they released a report. Puget Sound cleaned itself from millions of gallons of raw sewage pouring into it. How miraculous. When government screw-ups lead to a ecological catastrophe, then the sound cleansed itself. But then Inslee turns around and says, you have to give us $1.1 billion to save the whales. This morning, new news. Officials say a malfunctioning gate at a wastewater treatment plant on Bremerton's east side led to a spill of sewage and runoff into Port Washington Narrows and Dyes Inlet. The engineer there says about 200,000 gallons spilled into the sound. Again, when government does that, anybody held accountable? No, it's you and me. We gotta give them $1.1 billion to save the whales. A listener sent me a wonderful piece from 1981. You know, Jay Inslee, he's really into weed, tells the nation we have the best weed in Washington. He's starting to morph into Cheech and Chong.
Save the whales. We share so much with the orphans. And we save them from pollution.
They're pretty bad, to save the whales.
We save ourselves.
Save those big, bad, funky whales.
We pay to save what we love. We love our orphans.
We'll save all the whales.
We're gonna tow up to the mark, and we're gonna pay to save them. We love all those things. I am proposing a $1.1 billion project for the critical salmon the orcas need.
So unless we intervene aggressively and quickly, we could witness the demise of this iconic symbol of the state of Washington. We got the best weed in the United States.
Nice job, Nicole. Nicely done.
For 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we came up with this idea 5 minutes ago. Thanks. Was very impressive.
Thank you.
So, yes, Jay Inslee has morphed into Cheech and Chong. That's what we have learned through this whole process here.